in our service for God.
我特别想谢谢那些在你们中间和我们一起同工的弟兄姐妹。
We rejoice that for over 30 years now, we've had the privilege of serving the Lord in full-time ministry.
我们在主里面全时间服侍他已经有30年了。
For the past 18 years, we've had the joy of serving among the Chinese people.
在过去18年中，我们一直在中国人中间服侍。
Seeking to build up the church and also to take the gospel to those who've never heard it.
在各处建立教会，并将福音传给那没有听到的人。
We're not done yet.
我们还没有做完。
But we felt that it was time that we came and thanked you for your faithful support and give you a personal update of what we've been doing.
虽然没有做好，但是我们相信我们还是应该回到你们中间，给你们报告一下我们工作的进展。
About 1 year ago, we made a big change.
一年之前，我们有一个很大的改变。
We merged the organization that I was the head of, called the Institute of Chinese Studies, with another ministry.
我们把我原来所在的机构中国研究和另外一个机构合并了。
And so the new name of the merged ministry is China Source.
新的机构的名字叫中国资源。
And we moved from Colorado to California.
我们从科罗拉多州搬到加州。
We made this change so that we could promote God's work in China more effectively.
我们有这个改变是因为我们希望能够更有效地做神的工。
And this morning I'd like to tell you a little bit about the ministry of China Source.
我今天早上想跟大家分享一下我们在中国研究中国资源这个机构里所做的事工。
More important than that, though, I want to give you a glimpse of what God is doing in China today.
更要紧的是，我希望大家了解一下，能够神在中国现在做的作为。
In Habakkuk chapter 1 and verse 5, God says this.
在哈巴谷书一章五节，神说
，Look at the nations and watch.
你们要向列国中观看
，and be utterly amazed.
大大惊奇。
For I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told.
因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。
It is hard to believe what God is doing in China today.
实在很难相信神在中国的作为。
God is working all across China.
神在中国大地上都有作为。
Bringing people to himself and establishing his church.
把人带到他的面前来，并且建立教会。
Most of that work is being done by local people in China.
大部分的工作都是本地人所承担的。
But we who live overseas also have a great opportunity to participate in God's work in China today.
但我们在海外的人仍然有机会参与神的工作。
God is at work in China today, and he wants us to partner with him in that work.
神在中国工作，他要我们和他一起同工。
So what I'd like to do this morning is to share some ways with you that you can participate, and we together can participate in God's work in China.
我今天想分享就是我们如何能够和神一起同工。
The first way that we can do so is by learning to look at China through God's eyes.
我们第一个我们可以做的是从神的角度来看中国。
And I'd like to encourage you to personalize the message by writing each of the points out in the first person with an I as an I statement.
我把这纲要用第一人称来写，都是从我的角度来写。
So the first point, I must learn to look at China through God's eyes.
第一点，我必须从神的眼光中来看中国。
You know, there's a tendency for all of us to look at the world through worldly eyes.
我们有个趋势就是照着世界的眼光来看世界。
We look at China and we see a place to make money.
我们看中国，我们觉得那是充满了机会的一个土地。
Or maybe just as an interesting place to visit.
哦，那是很好去玩的一个地方。
Perhaps China is your home.
可能中国是你的家。
And you think of it with longing, thinking of your loved ones there.
你想念他，你所爱的人都在那里。
Nothing wrong with any of these ways of looking at China.
这并没有问题。
But as Christians, we need to ask ourselves, how does God view China?
但作为一个基督徒，我们应该想一想神怎样子看中国。
And more importantly, how does God want us to view China?
更要紧的是，神要我们怎么来看中国。
Psalm 2 gives us some insight on this.
诗篇第二篇给我们一些亮光。
We read that a little bit earlier, but I ask you to turn to it again.
我们刚才略略读一下，不过我想我们还是再来看一下。
This psalm tells us that God views China as His possession.
这里我们看到神看中国是他的一个田产。
Verse 8.
第八节。
And He expects us to look at China that way too.
他希望我们也同样的来看待中国。
He instructs us in verse 8, "Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession."
第八节说，你求我，我就将列国赐你为基业，将地极赐你为田产。
Now you may object, wait a minute, this psalm is written to the Messiah.
你在想哦，不对，这个这首诗篇是写给弥赛亚的。
This is the Father's instruction to His Son: Ask of Me, and I will make the nations your possession.
这是父神对子神说，你求我，我就把列国赐你为基业。
And that's true.
那是对的。
That's the correct interpretation of this psalm.
这是对于这个诗篇第二篇一个正确的理解。
But what did Jesus do?
但是耶稣做什么呢？
When He came, He said to us, "As the Father has sent Me, so send I you."
当耶稣来到地上的时候，他一样的说，父怎样差遣我，我也照样差遣你们。
That's in John 20, verse 21.
那是约翰福音二十章二十一节。
And in Matthew 28, 19, he said, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations."
同样的，他在马太福音二十八章十九节说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
So Jesus took the authority over the nations that God gave to him, and he gave it to us.
所以耶稣把神给他的所有的权柄都赐给我们。
When God led the children of Israel into the promised land,
当神把以色列人带入应许之地时，
he told Joshua, "Every foot of ground that your feet walk upon, I'll give it to you."
神对约书亚说，你脚掌所踏到之地，我都赐给你为产业。
And it's the same thing he says to us about the nations of the earth.
所以他同样的把地上的万国也赐给我们做产业。
They belong to him.
都是属于神的。
But we must go claim them for him.
但是我们必须去取来为神。
Now the word that Jesus used in Matthew 28 when he instructed us to disciple the nations is the Greek word ethne.
但是耶稣在马太福音二十八章十九节说要使地上的万民做我的门徒，那个万民指的是一个种族。
We get the English word ethnic from that.
英文的 ethnic 就从这个字希腊文的字根出来的。
And the word means ethnic groups or people groups, not political nations.
这个字的意思是指的人群种族，而不是一个政治性的国度。
So part of seeing China through God's eyes is learning to see China as groups of people, not just as a political entity located in East Asia.
所以我们看中国不要光看它是在远东的一个国家，而是实在是它是一群的种族，人群种族。
So let's take a look at China this way.
我们来看看中国。
We all know about the Great Wall of China.
我们都知道中国的长城。
But do you remember why it was built?
你知道长城为什么被修起来吗？
It was to keep the Mongolians out.
是为了让蒙古人不要进来。
I don't know if there's any Mongolians here today.
我不知道这里有没有蒙古人。
But the Mongolians didn't stay out.
但是蒙古人并没有待在外面。
They marched around the end of the wall.
他们征服了世界上很多的地方。
And they ruled China for 300 years.
他们征服了中国有三百年之久。
Today, the Mongolians are the largest minority in China.
现今蒙古是中国最大的少数民族。
I'm sorry, not in all of China, but just in North China.
就在中国北方是最大的少数民族。
There are 3.5 million of them.
有三百五十万人口。
Yeah, there's other bigger minorities in the south part.
但在南部有更大的少数民族。
Like the Zhuang people is 15 million.
像壮族是五千万。
But these Mongolians represent many other minority peoples.
像这个蒙古人，他们代表了很多的少数民族。
Who are the minorities in China?
那中国的少数民族是哪一些呢？
Well, the government recognizes 55 minority nationalities.
中国政府说有五十五个少数民族。
But these are actually umbrella groups that actually include at least 467 different people groups.
但这是个很大的概念，它其实具体的包括了四百六十七个人群种族。
I don't know if actually some of you have seen this book. I know the gal. This is Gal's copy actually because I gave away all of my copies I brought with me and I borrowed theirs today. But this book, Operation China, profiles 490 different people groups in China.
这本书这里面就说到有四百九十个人群种族在中国。
So I highly commend this book to you if you want to pray for all of the unreached people in China.
你如果想要为在福音未传之地的人祷告的话，我建议你读这本书。
The minorities of peoples of China represent great numbers and great diversity.
这些人群种族代表了很多的人和很大的一个多元化的一个人群。
Altogether, they total about 100 million people.
它总加起来有一亿人口。
That's about 8% of the population of China.
是中国总人口的8%。
The minorities of China represent a vast mission field. Only 29 groups among them can be considered reached with the gospel, leaving 438 to be evangelized.
中国这些人群种族是一个广大的福音工厂，在所有的476个种人群种族里，大概只有120几个福音有传道。
And that's only an estimate.
这只是个估计。
Because what happens when we try to reach the people groups, we find out that what we thought was one people group might be two or three.
因为我们以为是只有一个人群种族，我们去传的时候，我们发现那里至少有两三个种族。
Now the majority population, the Han Chinese, represent an even greater challenge to us today.
而那最大的族类就是汉族，是一个更对我们来讲更大的挑战。
The Han Chinese are over 93% of the population, now numbering close to 1.2 billion people.
汉族占总人口的93%，人口达到了快12亿。
Now.How many people groups are there among the Han?
那汉族中有多少人群种族呢？
Officially, only one.
官方认为只有一个。
One big happy family, 1.2 billion people.
12亿人口一个大家庭。
I don't think so.
我不觉得是这样。
Actually, there are many people groups among the Han.
即便是汉族中也有很多的人群种族。
My friend Paul Hathaway, the author of this book, profiles 33 different people groups among the Han Chinese.
这本书的作者觉得里面有至少有33个人群种族。
However, there are actually many more.
实际上，那有更多。
I need to explain what I mean when I talk about a people group.
当我说人群种族的时候，我需要给它下个定义。
I'm going to give you a little bit of a technical definition here.
我们给一个很技术性的定义。
A people group is a significantly large ethnic or sociological grouping of individuals who perceive themselves to have a common affinity for one another.
人群种族定义就是一大群人，他们认为他们有同一的一个亲密的关系。
And here's what this means: we all think of other people who are like us.
我们都觉得其他人像我们一样。
As we,
就像我们。
And then we think of people who are different from us as they.
如果他人跟我们不一样，我们就说是他们。
So all those technical words that just simply means we, they.
所以这话说穿了就是我们他们。
Very important concept, especially in China.
这在中国是很要紧的一个概念。
A people group is not who the government says is a people group.
这个人群种族不是说政府定义说哪一群人是哪一群人。
But who the people themselves think of as their people group.
而是人自己想，他觉得他属于哪一群人，哪一些人不属于他那群人。
Now we need to take seriously the government designations. That's certainly a one way to look at China.
但我们相信这个政府的定义是。给我们一些帮助来看这些划分。
But in doing God's work, we have to take very seriously people's concept of themselves and their people group.
但我们做神的工，我们要很了解到这个人他自己的想法是什么样。
From an evangelistic standpoint, it's the largest group. A people group is the largest group within which the gospel can spread without encountering barriers of understanding or acceptance.
从福音的角度来说，这个人群种族就是在一群人中福音能够传而不受到任何语言或者文化的限制。
You see, Jesus told us to spread the gospel throughout all these people groups.
耶稣基督叫我们把福音传给万民。
And to disciple them.
让使他们成为门徒。
And in order to do that, we need to identify where are the barriers.
我们要成就这个做法，我们要首先知道有哪些障碍。
What stops the gospel from spreading from one person to another?
为什么福音不能够从一个人传到下另外一个人？
From one group of people to another.
为什么福音不能够从一群人传到另外一群人？
Well, one thing is language.
我觉得第一要紧的是语言。
If I preach the gospel to you in a language you don't understand, then that doesn't do you much good.
如果我用你不懂的语言来跟你传福音，那对你没有益处。
But there are other barriers.
但是有其他的因素。
I may preach to you or share the gospel with you in a language you understand, but I do it in such a way that you reject it.
我可以用你所懂的语言来跟你传，但是我传的方式让你不接受。
Not because you didn't understand.
并不是因为你不懂。
Not because you are offended by the gospel.
也不是因为你讨厌这个福音。
But maybe you're offended by me.
因为你讨厌我。
If I'm obnoxious.
因为我如果不小心的话
I have bad breath or something.
我有口臭或者
These are barriers of acceptance.
这是各样的拦阻福音广传的原因之一。
And there are many such barriers in China today.
在中国有很多各式各样的拦阻。
This light map shows that many different languages and dialects spoken by Chinese in different parts of China.
这个图表示在中国有各样子的语言。
The kind of the yellow-green part or mustard color, whatever that is, shows all the different dialects of Mandarin.
这个绿色的表示说汉语的地方。
And the red part or pink part here represents the other Chinese dialects or language groups.
那个粉红色的表示说其他语言的地方。
Like Minnan, Minbei, Mindong.
像闽南、闽北、闽东。
Here's the Yue.
What?
Yue, Yue.
Oh,
Yue. Yue.
这是粤说粤语的，说广东话的。
And all of these are language groups.
这些地方都是讲一种语。方言的。
For example, Cantonese is one language in the Yue group.
广东话是粤语系的一种。
Another language is Toisanese.
啊，其他的语言。
And so, many, many, many different languages spoken in China.
所以中国有很多种方言。
Of course, the government has emphasized everybody to learn Beijing Mandarin.
所以中国政府希望大家都学广东普通话。
And so that has given. That has given some easier access for the gospel.
So, 这样子的话，对于福音传播有一些便利。
But you know that when you get to the issue of the heart, people want to hear and think and speak in their own heart language.
当你知道你和人的心打交道的时候，他要听到他心里的话。
Even in their own dialect.
最好是用他的方言来讲的。
Now there's another map that shows that the languages and dialects of China come from 10 different language families.
这幅图是从十大语系来看中国。
And this includes both the majority and the minority languages.
包括主要的语言和小的方言。
So you can see that from the language standpoint, China is a very complex place.
所以就光从语言来看，中国这实在是太复杂了。
And in our mission work, we have to take this seriously.
我们做福音工作，我们要好好的考虑到这一点。
But China also has many different sociologically defined people groups.
但中国还有很多照社会学来定义的不同的人群。
This way of looking at China's peoples takes into account different educational levels, social status, and so on.
这从这个角度来看，中国有不同的人，他有不同的社会地位，不同的教育程度。
One important difference is between people from the cities and people from the countryside.
有一个很大的部分就是住在城市的人口和住在农村的人口。
God sees all these peoples.
神看到所有的这些人。
And we need to see them too.
我们也需要这样做。
But simply seeing China as God sees it is not enough.
我们刚刚是照神的角度来看中国还不完全。
We must also discern what God is doing in China today.
我们必须明白神在中国做些什么。
Again, let me encourage you to write this down and personalize it.
我建议你们把这个写下来，用第一人称。
I must discern what God is doing in China today.
我必须明白神在中国做些什么。
I hope you can say that with honest feeling. I want to understand what God is doing in China today.
我希望你能诚实地说，我希望了解神在中国做些什么。
Well, if that's your heart desire, I have some things to share with you.
如果这是你心所愿的，我有些东西跟你分享。
First, God is gathering the peoples of China into cities.
第一，神把中国的人口很多都迁到城市去了。
Today, 70% of the people in China live in the countryside.
如今，中国70%的人口住在农村。
But this is changing.
但是这在改变中。
Many people from the countryside are moving to the cities.
很多住在农村的人口现在在城市迁移。
And actually, it will not be too long before half of the people of China live in cities.
我相信不会很久就有50%的人口住在城市了。
China already has 40 cities with populations of more than 1 million each.
中国有40个人口超过100万以上的城市。
Now in the Bible we read that on the day of Pentecost, people from all over the Roman Empire were gathered in Jerusalem.
我们读圣经的时候知道在五旬节的时候在罗马帝国各处的人都到耶路撒冷去过逾越节。
And on that day, in that place, God poured out his spirit.
在那个地方神降下他的圣灵。
And thousands of these visitors to Jerusalem were saved.
那有成千的人得救。
And the gospel spread during the first century as these people took the wonderful news of salvation back to their hometowns.
那这些人当他们回到他们的家乡的时候，就把福音传开了。
In fact, you remember in Acts that God used persecution to scatter them so that they would take the gospel all over the place.
如果理解正确的话，神兴起逼迫，然后这些人就分散了。
Even so, today, people from all over China are gathering in the cities where they can much more readily be exposed to the gospel.
如今在中国人很多都聚集在城市，使福音可以很快地传开。
And they can be trained and then sent back to their villages to spread the good news.
他们可以在那里受到造就，然后回到他们的乡下去传福音。
But the challenge is great.
但这个挑战实在是很大。
I recently read a heartbreaking report from a pastor working among rural migrants to Beijing.
我最近听到一个让人很心里很伤感的一个故事。
He told about people he works with being robbed, kidnapped, raped, and forced into prostitution.
他说到那些从农村移到迁移到城市的人，有很多被抢劫、被绑架、被强暴、被沦为娼妓。
Because they're in the city illegally, they get no police protection.
因为他们是非法的在城市居住，所以警察不保护他们。
So they have a lot of problems.
所以有很多问题。
But his church is growing so fast.
但是这个牧师他刚我说他的教会增长得非常快。
They have to hold services every night just to accommodate the crowds.
他们每天晚上都要有一个崇拜。
His meeting place only holds 100. But in just a few months after starting, he had 700 coming. So he had to have service every night of the week.
他的会所只能够容纳100人，但是很快他的来参加的人就有700，所以他每天晚上都有一个聚会。
And all the people have to come on a different night.
所以人就分不同的晚上来参加聚会。
He said these people work from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., so their church services start at 10 o'clock at night.
来教会的这些人都一般是早上五点就要上班，到晚上九点钟才下班，所以他们一般都是晚上十点以后才聚会。
And in his report, he said, "I am exhausted. Please send me more workers."
那这位同工就说：“我实在是太累了，请多派一些同工来。”
This is reality in the battle for souls in China's cities.
这是中国的城市的。饥渴的灵魂的一个现实。
We will have a consultation in Asia in a couple months that focus on China's cities.
我们在亚洲很多地方也去办讲座，就是说要在中国的工作。
We're praying for 200 people to come.
我们希望能够带领另外200个新同工加入。
Please pray for that meeting.
请为这件事祷告。
The good news is that God is opening the hearts of the Chinese people.
一个好消息是神把在中国人的心中开他们的眼睛。
Let's look at the spiritual condition of the peoples of China.
我们来看看中国人他的属灵的状况。
All across China, wherever the gospel goes, people are responding.
在中国无论在哪里福音传开的话，人都得有反应。
I want to read a testimony from two Christian children's workers in China.
我想为大家读一段两个儿童宣教士他们的见证。
Our Sunday school ministry here in our area began in 1994 with two children's meetings.
我们在这里儿童主日学是从1994年开始的。
Seven more were added in 1999.
到99年的时候，我们就有从两个主日学变成七个。
The older children are now in middle school.
那最大的孩子现在已经上了中学。
The students are enthusiastic and we are very happy.
这些孩子都很热忱，我们非常高兴。
In the spring of 2000, there was a sudden change in our situation.
在公元2000年，有一天这个天气很好。
On Sunday morning, April 9th, the weather was good and the students came early.
在4月9号那一天，天气很好，学生来的都很早。
On that Sunday, 37 students came.
有37个学生来。
At 9:15, the main door was kicked open.
9点15分的时候，门被踢开了。
A group of Public Security Bureau, PSB officers, blocked all of the doors and said, don't any of you even think about running.
一群公安冲进来，把守住各个门口说谁也不要跑。
The officers confiscated all of the Bibles, books, notes, and teaching materials.
这公安把所有的书材料都没收了。
Then they had all 37 students line up and get on the bus that they had brought.
然后他命令着37个学生排好队，然后上汽车。
As the bus pulled out, the students began to display spiritual strength.
当这个车离开的开走的时候，这学生开始，这车学生都在车上，他们就开始唱歌了。
They all sang praise songs together.
他们一起唱赞美诗。
The first song they sang was, "One day, perhaps I will be in prison."
第一首歌他们唱的就是，说不定有一天我会入监。
How would you like to teach your children that song?
我很喜欢那个教这首歌那个老师。
Then they went on to sing several other songs, including "The Road to the Kingdom of Heaven."
让他们唱一些别的诗歌，包括是《天国之路》。
The driver said, "Don't sing anymore."
那个开车的司机说，不要再唱了。
You're giving me goosebumps.
你让我起鸡皮疙瘩。
But they kept singing all the way to the station.
但他们一直唱，直到到了警察局。
At the police station, the officers made the students stop singing.
在警察局，这个警察命令他们不准再唱。
And began interrogating them one at a time.
然后就开始一个一个的审问他们。
None of them were afraid.
没一个学生害怕。
We thank God for giving them faith and strength.
我们感谢神给他们力量和智慧。
Their responses were all definitive.
他们对于审问的回答都是非常的斩钉截铁。
When asked, why have you allowed yourself to be deceived into believing in Jesus? A student answered, Jesus is the true God, the Savior of all humanity. So we believe in him and we will love him forever.
警察问他们说，你们为什么让自己被受骗上当来信耶稣？学生回答说，耶稣是真神，他是所有人类的救主。我们相信他，我们爱他一直到永远。
The officers didn't know what to do with this group of students.
那警察也不知道怎么办好。
All they could do was call in other branches of the government.
他们就只有给其他部门打电话。
They called both the Department of Education and the Department of Ideological Warfare and had them come to the station to talk about what to do with our students.
他们就打电话给教育部，同时打电话给反邪教办公室，让他们来警察局来教育这些学生。
Suddenly there was a strong cold wind, dark clouds, and the air was full of sand.
突然之间，天气变化，有很冷的风，很黑的云，有空气中很多沙尘。
The officers began to be concerned about who would be responsible if the students got sick.
那警察就开始担心，如果这学生都病了怎么办？
Where would we get enough warm clothes for all of them to wear?
他们从哪里去找些衣服来给这学生穿？
They decided to notify their parents to come pick them up, and all 37 students were released to their parents.
他们就觉得还是打电话叫这父母来把孩子领回去好了。
The next day, the Department of Education released an emergency notice requiring all students in the entire school to submit a written guarantee that they would not believe in Jesus.
第二天，教育部命令每一个学生都书面保证再也不要信耶稣了。
Three of the boys in our Bible study group wrote, "If I have to, I can give up my opportunity to learn here at school, but I can never give up my faith in the Lord."
我们那些学生中有一个就写到。如果我必须的话，我可以放弃在这个学校信耶稣的权利，但是我不会放弃在我在神面前的信心。
I believe today. I will believe tomorrow. I will never stop believing. I accept any and all consequences of my position.
我今天会相信，我明天会相信，我永远都会相信，我自己负我自己的责任。
When the principal had read what these three students wrote, he called them to his office.
当这个校长看到这学生写的话，他就把这三个学生叫到办公室去。
He asked them, "Is this what you wrote?"
他说，这真是你写的吗
？Is this right?
这对吗
？They answered, "Yes, what we wrote is correct."
他们说，我们写的是正确的。
The principal said, "In that case, you are no longer students of our middle school."
那校长说，那这样的话，你用不着来我这个学校了。
They took their books and went home, prepared to no longer attend school.
那这个学生就收拾他们的东西就离开了这个学校。
When we learned what had happened, we went to talk to the principal.
我们知道这个事情以后，我们就去跟校长谈话。
The result was that they were allowed to return to school, and nothing like this has happened since then.
那个校长后来又让他们回去上课了。
This report was written in May of 2000.
这是2000年五月份写的报告。
God is building His church in China.
神在中国建立他的教会。
Christians are spread throughout China.
在中国到处都有基督徒。
Worshiping in both official and unofficial churches.
在官方设立的教会或者非官方设立的教会敬拜神。
But the vast majority of Chinese have still never heard the gospel or even the name of Jesus.
但是中国最广大部分的人没有听过福音，甚至根本没有听过耶稣基督的名字。
How can we take the gospel to them?
我们怎样子把福音传给他们？
We can no longer send missionaries in the same way that we did in the past.
我们不能够像以往那样把派宣教士进去。
But God has His ways.
但神有他的方法。
I'd like to share a video with you that shows you some of the ways that God is building His church in China. It is called Song of the Chinese Sparrow. Now this video is in Mandarin. We also have an English version. If some of you want to see that, I can show that after the service.
我们下面放一卷录影带，就是讲到神怎样在中国建立他自己的教会。这个名字叫做《中国麻雀之歌》。
小麻雀，这经不起眼、不被人注意的小雀鸟，在大地的每一个角落，几乎都可以看得见它们的踪迹。麻雀的歌声，往往被城市的喧嚣所淹没。对街上来往的人来说，他们的生命所值无几。他们虽然不计其数，却无足轻重。但是，对那些发现小麻雀、愿意听他们歌唱的人，这些的雀鸟却有如隐藏的珍宝。
小丽，收信平安，我和你爸一切安好，勿念。昨天收到你朋友汉娜的来信，今转寄给你。你还记得她吗？就是那个我们住在乌鲁木齐时经常和你一起玩耍的。
我的父亲是一名医生，60年代初他大学一毕业就被分配到中国的西北边疆乌鲁木齐，在那里他遇到了我的妈妈。
中国遥远的大西北有着浓郁的民族风情，在那片大部分被沙漠戈壁覆盖的土地上，生活着中国十几个少数民族，他们崇拜真主阿拉。不过在张丽成长的日子里，全国上下都在崇拜人民大救星毛泽东。
听父母说，当我还在牙牙学语的时候，只要一看到毛主席的画像，就会兴奋地喊毛毛。文化大革命使中国陷入无边的黑暗中，这场浩劫使无数的身心受到摧残。就在我刚进小学校门的那个星期，毛主席去世了。整个城市淹没在黑沙和白花中，被奉若神明的毛泽东并没有能够万寿无疆。有天晚上，我无意收听到优美安详的赞美诗，那时收听海外广播称作偷听敌台，我起初也不敢让父母知道，可是每天晚上我又按耐不住地在嘈杂的电波中找寻那歌声。我还清楚记得每晚节目的开场，今天阳光灿烂，明天可能雷电交加，今天是你的朋友，明天可能是你的敌人。世界上万事万物都在不断的变化，只有神的爱永不改变。这段话使我沉思良久，世界上没有任何东西是永存的，难道真有一位永恒不变、慈爱的上帝吗？
那天夜晚，张丽听到的歌声伴随着她度过许多难忘的岁月。之后，她随家人南迁，在大城市里，社会更复杂，学业也更加的繁重。中国的新领导人邓小平推行改革开放政策，鼓励人们建设一个现代化的强大国家。
这个美丽的中国梦鼓舞着人们，我爱中国，也为这个民族宏伟的梦想而自豪。然而，这梦想却不能替代我心灵深处的另一种渴望。一天，我爬上学校附近一座废弃教堂的钟楼，发现巨大的钟座上刻着一些奇怪的字句。我想，这可能是圣经里的话吧，于是就把它们抄了下来。后来，我在一本倡导共产主义思想的书中，意外地读到了圣经里的主祷文，就开始天天借着这简短的祷告词跟上帝说话。
张力坚持收听福音广播，并且写信向在香港的电台索取圣经。
我一直没有收到圣经，可是我继续独自祷告，也借着一些西方文学作品中抄录下来的祷告词和上帝沟通。
从第一次收听福音广播的那夜起，这一首关于真神之爱的诗歌就深深烙印在张力的心中。虽然在孤独寻求这种爱的历程中，歌声有的时候变得飘渺，但不久他遇到一些懂得唱这首真神之爱的人，与他同声高歌。
上大学时，外籍教师对中国的爱和奉献精神深深地感动了我。我很想问他们有关基督教的问题，但是当时的环境使他们必须非常谨慎。
1989年，天安门广场，中国政府武力镇压无辜学生的和平聚会，举世震惊。
天安门事件使我非常震惊，虽然我当时并不在广场，可是我觉得广场上同学的失败就是我的失败。我曾经寄希望于政府和国家的经济改革，可是现在希望在哪儿？
不久，中国便恢复了表面的平静，通往外部世界的大门继续的敞开，外籍教师纷纷回到中国院校任教，在许多方面他们有着不可估量的影响。就在这种情形之下，保罗和格丽斯夫妇就来到了张力所在的院校担任外籍教师。张力从他们身上清楚看到了基督徒美好的见证，尤其是他们所彰显出来的基督的爱，唤醒了张力心中的那首歌。
一天傍晚，我们结伴去学校，在一座楼房的角落发现了一个被遗弃的女婴，她看起来只有两三个月大。几个月后，保罗和格丽斯来看我。
你好。
你好，小凯莉怎么样啊？
好极了，我们已经得到批准收养她，请你帮我们给她起个名字好吗？
Sparrow， 用中文怎么说？
Sparrow， 麻雀。不行，中国人不会给小女孩起名麻雀的，麻雀一文不值，而且又被列为害鸟，又不好看。
可是耶稣说，两个麻雀不是买一分银子吗？
我第一次真正懂得了上帝的爱，哪怕是对最弱小的生灵。
不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。
麻雀，麻雀，
麻雀，
麻雀 ，sparrow。也就在那一刻，我的心豁然开朗。
张力在基督里的新生命开始不断的成长。在中国，基督徒可以到被政府控制的教堂崇拜，但是其他基督教活动通常都受到严格的控制，未获得官方批准的家庭教会历经逼迫。
我知道做一个基督徒要经得起患难。我的同事佳慧在国外留学时成为基督徒，她选择了回国传福音，给我很多的鼓励和帮助。圣经给我的。
目前中国政府允许每年印发两三百万册圣经，但是仍然是供不应求。
后来神给我机会到国外学习，学习神的话，预备日后的福音事工。总有一天我会回到祖国，但我也发现在这里从中国来的学生比他们在国内时更容易接受福音。
在天上的父，感谢你带瓶子妹来到我们的中间，主，我求你。
每次当我看到小麻雀的时候，就情不自禁地想到上帝对我的厚爱。 可是成千上万的中国人还不认识这时刻眷顾他们的天父，谁来告诉他们呢？
现在正是向中国广传福音的时候，中国正面临着政治变革，正在为现代化而奋斗，正在国际舞台上寻找他强国的位置。在这样一个历史的紧要关头，中国人对信仰有着前所未有的渴求，神国的事工正通过福音广播、圣经印发、文字事工、牧师和传道人的训练、基督徒专业性的服务等各种不同的管道与途径，引领无数中国人归向他，特别是在中国少数民族以及海外留学生当中不断地展开。更重要的是，神兴起了全球的基督徒，正在为中国福音的工作与需要迫切地祷告。神的眼目既看顾小麻雀，更何况我们这些他所珍贵的儿女呢？福音何尝的广大，成熟的庄稼有待收割。要想对中国的福音事工有份吗？现在就是你参与的时机了。
God is building his church in China.
神在中国自己建造他的教会。
Through many different ways.
他有各种的方法。
How can we partner with him in this?
我们怎样与神同工呢?
We can do it by partnering with others whom God has called to do his work in China today.
我们可以和其他一同被呼召的人一起来同工。
Again, let me to encourage you to personalize this message today.
所以我再次强调，我希望你个人来做这个。
I must partner with those whom God has called to do His work in China.
我必须和那些同样被呼召的一起来做神的工。
This is what our ministry at China Source is all about.
这是我们做华普资源的施工。
Our vision is to strategically connect knowledge and leaders to advance the kingdom of God in China.
我们的意向就是能够很策略化的把把所有资源 和所有的领导能够在神国方面能够联合起来。
China ministry leaders need to see the big picture.
这中国福音机构的领袖们需要来看一个大的图画。
China Source helps put the puzzle together by through big picture research.
中华普资源能够做很多的研究来帮助这个施工。
Our research department provides access to information that enables Christian leaders to make wise decisions about China ministry.
我们研究的部门能够有很多的资料能够提供。
China ministry leaders also need to work together.
这个福音机构的领袖应该一起来同工。
China Source makes referrals and convenes consultations and so on.
华普资源可以来互相介绍这些机构。
To develop relationships that will lead to trust.
所以让他们之间能够彼此信托。
To facilitate leaders learning from one another.
让他们之间能够彼此学习。
And to look for ways we can partner with one another.
也能够更提供更多合作的机会。
The goal is synergy in ministry.
我们的目标是福音，把福音联合起来提供更大的动力。
Well, I don't have time to say more about this, but you can find out more about us on our website.
我没有时间多说，你可以看我们的网页
，or by calling or emailing us，
或给我们打电话或者发电子邮件。
We also have some literature on the table in the back that we welcome you to look over and take as according to your need。
我们在外面的桌子上有一些单张，可以欢迎你取阅。
And also, if any of you like to receive our prayer letter, we invite you to sign up. We'll be glad to send you our prayer letter.
如果你需要我们的祷告信的话，你也可以签名登记。
This rainbow.Over a house in rural China speaks to us of God's faithfulness.
在这栋中国农村房子上的这个彩虹， 使我们想到神的信实。
He is faithfully working to build his church in China.
他在中国一直在做工来建造他的教会。
And he is looking for faithful co-workers in that task.
他也在寻找有信心的同工。
We invite you to come and join us as we partner with God in his work in China.
我们欢迎邀请大家一起加入和我们一起来与神同工。
And then someday we will all rejoice together with representatives from all the peoples of China worshiping the Lamb before the throne of God.
将来有一天在天上我们都要在神的宝座面前一同来敬拜他。
Thank you once again for giving us the opportunity to share with you today.
谢谢给我们机会来和大家分享这一段。